بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يلفظ من قول الا لديه رقيب عتيد الحمد لله we had from the beginning of Ramadan after Fajr we spoke about the harms of the tongue the importance of restraining the tongue And this is extremely important in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A woman was mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very pious, a lot of salat, giving a lot of charity, a lot of ibadat. لَكِنَّهَا تُؤْذِي جِرَانَهَا بِلِسَانِهَا But she used to give, or she used to cause harm to her neighbors, by means of a tongue. So Rasulullah was mentioned about this woman, that she's very pious, but this is the weakness that she has, and this is the wrong she's doing. In reply to this, Rasulullah said, "Hiya fin nar." She's in Jahannam. And therefore it is important, that is why I'm stressing on this for myself first, and for all of you inshallah. Month of Ramadan is the training ground to get these weaknesses of ours, to remedy them, and we cure these spiritual maladies. Otherwise, we just hear some bayan, and the talk is over. We move to some new topic, and then that's over. We need to emphasize on certain things, and especially the tongue. Fudayl bin Ayyad, rahmatullahi alayhi, very great sage, he said, the highest of taqwa is restraining one's tongue. The highest of piety is restraining one's tongue. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the several hadith, we mentioned a few, the other hadith. مَنْ يَضْمَلْنِ مَا بَيْنَ لَحِيهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْرِهِ أَضْمَلْنَهُ الْجَنَّةِ Whoever guarantees me protection of two things, I guarantee him entry into Jannah. Whoever guarantees me protection of his tongue and his private part, Rasulullah says, I guarantee him entry into paradise. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Rasulullah that guarantee. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned every morning, exactly like now, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ إِبْنُ آدَمْ فَإِنَّ الْأَعْضَاءَ كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرُ اللِّسَانِ All the limbs of the body, the hands, the feet, they make a plea to the tongue. They plead to the tongue. They beg the tongue. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِيْنَا Fear Allah Ta'ala regarding us. فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكْ We will respond according to how you respond. If you are straight, we'll be straight. If you are crooked, we'll be crooked. So imagine the limbs are pleading to the tongue to conduct itself correctly and properly. And that is why we're emphasizing on the control of the tongue. In another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, two things have been mentioned. One is a good, and the other one is a bad thing. A man speaks something, he says something, without pondering, reflecting on what he's saying, but it is a kalima tayyiba, it is some good word. So he didn't really have any firm intention to say that, he was just talking and he said some good word, without even pondering over it. But because of the good word he said, the effect will be that he will be raised in Jannah. And the converse, a man just said something, not having any real intent, but he said it. He blurted something incorrect, something which was haram to say. Many times friends get together, and as we are joking, somebody says something, not realizing that this is offensive, it is an incorrect word, he should not be saying it. Because of that one word, he falls down into Jahannam, so down, so deep down, the distance between the skies and the earth. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. And kaburat khiyanatan, an tuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'ah. Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that it is a big disloyalty, a very grave disloyalty, that you speak everything you hear. In other words, you don't verify your information. You just make an assumption. And this is another bimari that we have. Also related to our tongue. Somebody said something, قِيلَ وَقَال. Somebody said, and you just go and make that viral. And in today's time, because of the social media, it has become worse. We don't verify our information. We make an assumption. We have incomplete information. We haven't verified it. Then we just connect those dots which were not even existing. There's a very nice incident. A person was traveling and he came to the robot. And next to him you can hear a car blaring music, loud music. And this was in Saudi Arabia. So they look around and he sees the car next to him on the left. And even the other cars, the other people, the drivers, they all are looking at, where is this music coming from? Very, very loud. So they see on the left, this person, a young man, his windows are all open and blaring music. So this man tried to get his attention, but that man didn't see. And then the robot went green. So he went behind to try and alert him and tell him, hey, what is wrong with you? Listening to music is haram. As he tried to get closer, he tried to get the person's attention. That person, it seemed as though that person was ignoring him. And the music is blaring, it's loud. So he's thinking, if he wants to make a guna, make it in privacy, not in front of everybody, making us also hear that music. So he tries to get his attention, but in vain. Finally, he sees that this man comes to a shop, a grocery shop. So then he goes behind and he waits. And this man, now, this person who wants to stop this person from listening to music, he thinks that this guy is going to come out now with a packet of cigarettes or something like that. But when he sees him, he sees, no, mashallah, he's got a big beard, pants above the ankles also. He's come out with some bread and milk. And he's going to his car, so he hoots. This person is ignoring him. Again he's hooting, he's just ignoring him. Then he gets so angry, so he rushes forward. And as the person is going to his car, he's calling him, Abdullah, Muhammad. Not just not listening to him. Until he holds the door. And he begins to shout at this person, what is wrong with you? Don't you know music is haram? You're causing everybody so much of grief and pain. And this person is looking at him, shocked. And then this person takes out a page quickly. And he writes there, dear brother, what is it? I am deaf. I am dumb. Please tell me, what's the problem? Then this person says, I wish I could just hide my head under some place. I felt so embarrassed. And then I wrote to him, this was the story. And this person then teared. And he wrote there, my brother, this is not my car. I borrowed this car. I did not know music was on there. Please forgive me. Now see, so many times we do things. We make our own assumptions. We send that viral, not realizing one bit that this is causing harm to our own iman. Harm to ourselves. Therefore, let us exercise full control and restrain over our tongue. Inshallah, if we do this, then we'll get the guarantee of Jannat, of course, protection of our tongues and our private parts. At least one or two things if you get right in the month of Ramadan, and these are not small things, big things, then inshallah the remaining 11 months we will find so much of benefit. In fact, in our whole life we'll find benefit. May Allah give me tawfiq first and all of you tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.